has your week been? Has it been one of those weeks that's been straightforward without any problems? Or has it been a bit of a struggle and things just haven't gone right? King David, the writer of Psalm 40, obviously hadn't had the easiest of times. He has been waiting patiently for the Lord to hear his cry. David has felt in the depths, in the miry clay as we sometimes sing, in a slimy pit of mud and mire, life was tough. But God has come to his rescue. God has set David's feet on the rock. He has now a firm and steady place to stand. God has given him a new song, a hymn of praise, and he wants to rejoice and give thanks for what God has done. And he hopes many will see his turnaround, and as a result, they too will trust in the Lord. Why should they trust in the Lord? Because he is trustworthy, he is faithful. And David speaks out of God's faithfulness and salvation. And we too can put our faith and trust in God, because he has promised his presence always with us, and he is faithful. His love endures forever, forever God is faithful. I read these words recently. Learn to appreciate difficult days. That's not always easy, is it? Appreciate difficult days. Be stimulated by the challenges you encounter along your way. As you journey through rough terrain with God, gain confidence from your knowledge that together you and God can handle anything. This knowledge is made up of three parts: our relationship with God, the promises in the Bible, and past experiences of coping successfully during hard times. And I'm sure when we look back on our lives and we see how God has helped us through those difficult days. But if you're tempted to think, oh yes, but that was then, this is now, remember who God is. Just as he has helped and seen us through in the past, he will continue to do so. Although you and your circumstances may change dramatically, God remains the same throughout time and eternity. He is faithful, and this is the basis of our confidence. Forever God is faithful. David, the psalmist, found this to be true, as did Moses and the children of Israel as they journeyed through the wilderness towards the promised land. They left Egypt in a hurry, and the first obstacle they met was the Red Sea. The way ahead was blocked. Oh, if only they'd stayed in slavery. That was what they thought. But there's the old chorus that says, the Israelites wouldn't have known this back then, but got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains? Well, they were to come for the Israelites too. Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specialises in things thought impossible, for he can do what no other can do. And if you're familiar with scripture, you'll know how God provided a way through by parting the waters. So Moses and the Israelites had a dry path to walk through the river. But then when Egypt's forces tried to follow them, the waters came rushing back in and they were stuck. God provided manna and quail for them to eat. He turned murky water into clear, sweet water that they could drink. He sent a pillar of cloud to guide them during the day, and a pillar of fire to give them light by night, so they could travel by day or night. God didn't give up on his people during the 40 years of their wandering, even though they gave up on him numerous times. And I'm sure we can identify times in our lives, our journey through life, that reflect the Israelites' journey. Obstacles that seem insurmountable. Times when we feel at a complete loss. And then there are the times when we receive unexpected nourishment and we can look back and see that God was there. He's faithful and will never fail us, even if the outcome isn't always what we want or perhaps expect. The Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations, says the psalmist in Psalm 100. So next time life seems tough, next time you don't know which way to turn, turn to God and trust in his faithfulness to guide your way, to show you the way and guide you. The writer to Lamentations has said, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him." And there are many other characters whose stories we could look at through Scripture who show the faithfulness of God. And throughout Scripture we read of God's provision for his people and his faithfulness. For God never gives up on those who love and serve him. God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." That's faithfulness. Can we find a friend so faithful as we sang earlier? Sometimes our earthly friends, despite their best intentions, let us down. Sometimes they can't be there for us. But as Joseph Scriven put into words, after great personal tragedy, the loss of his fiancée on the eve of their intended wedding, and then the loss of his wife only 3 years after their wedding. He's the man who wrote that song we started with this morning. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. And he then went on to say, "Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer." And just as God is faithful, his son Jesus is also faithful. The writer to the Hebrews tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can trust him as we've trusted him in the past, as we trust him today, and we can trust him into the future. And not only that, he never turned anyone away. He was there for everyone, and he took the sins of each one of us to the cross, and there he gave his life for us. What greater sacrifice is there than that? And the Apostle John wrote in his first letter, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." That's why he went to the cross. That's why he died for us, to forgive us our sins and to purify us from all unrighteousness. Jesus was faithful to the work he was called to do on earth. The Son of Man took on human form to become one of us, to show us the way to the Father, and then to die on the cross to purchase our salvation. And his final words to his disciples in Matthew's Gospel, take this as a promise for yourself today. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. We can take him at his word. As one songwriter has written, faithful one, so unchanging, ageless one, you're my rock of peace. Lord of all, I depend on you. I call out to you again and again. You are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you alone. We have a faithful God who is always there for us, who provides the way for us. He is our rock. He is our hope. And we have Jesus with us always too. May we, in response to God's love for us, remain faithful to him and to the calling he has put upon our lives. Let's pray together.